This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian here.
And nobody.
Yeah, of course, you can take control of the airwaves with us. Well, things have gone from bad to worse when it comes to mask mandates here in the so-called live free or die state. We know that there have definitely been some really bad news coming from around the United States. I've got a headline where and video of a woman in Ohio who was tased for not wearing a mask at a football game.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty horrific.
Yep, so that happened, and of course she's not the only person who's been arrested for this, but now in...
How long is it going to be before somebody dies because they weren't wearing a mask, and are we going to go out and do Maskless Lives Matter when that happens?
That's a great question. It probably won't be too long, given how violent the system is and how insane it has become. And now it is even worse than before. Earlier this week, we told you about the possibility that the Nashua, New Hampshire City Council could be voting or would be voting on a more stringent, more extreme mask mandate because they already were, I believe, the first city in New Hampshire to pass a mask mandate, which I believe holds up to a $1,000 fine for an individual who is found not wearing a mask when in and or around a business. I don't know if it's required on the streets. I have not read the ordinance myself. But it is now worse with Nashua government aldermen voting 13-2 on Tuesday night to support a proposal to prohibit businesses from serving patrons who are not wearing face masks.
Wow. Now, does that have a medical exception?
I have not read the actual ordinance. I guess I wouldn't be surprised at this point if it didn't, but I would expect it does.
I would be surprised if it didn't just because it would run afoul of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yeah. Well, it's also running afoul of the fact that New Hampshire local community governments are not home rule, meaning that they aren't authorized to pass things unless the state authorizes them specifically to pass certain rules. And the state has not authorized, state legislature has not authorized these sorts of these ordinances. But yet
there's no enabling ordinance. There isn't something vague like the governor used.
Oh, I suspect they'll claim something vague, but they're not supposed to be able to do something unless it specifically authorizes them to do the thing. That's one of the points that we make in our lawsuit that me and Aria and the owner of local Joaquin Great Restaurant have filed in federal court, is that there is no statutory authority for the state or the town governments to be passing these things.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what the amended mask mandate states.
So if you win your case, then Nashua wins by default.
Wins?
Well, Nashua in the people of Nashua, not the city of Nashua.
Oh, well, I mean, by all evidence, the people of Nashua appear to want to be told what to do, too, just like
not
some of the other
of
people. Well, not all of them, but most of them are doing what they're told, so all the evidence suggests that most people are willing to just be told what to do, and they'll do it.
Yeah.
And now the amended mask mandate, the one that just passed, says, quote, "No business and no employee of any business shall provide goods or services to any person not complying with face covering requirements." Further, it says, "No business and no employee of any business shall permit a person to remain on its premises in violation of these requirements."
It's irritating the way they word that, because normally you say somebody may do something or they may not do something. If you say, "You shall go far, son," that's a prediction. That's not a... it's not in the imperative.
Well, it seems pretty clear that if you are found providing services or goods now in the city of Nashua to anyone not wearing a mask, you will be subject to up to a $1,000 fine. You, the employee, if you are just a teenage kid working the counter at the gas station and somebody wants to just buy, you know, they're thirsty, they want to buy a bottle of water, and they don't have a mask on, you will face up to a $1,000 fine if you sell it to him. In fact,
is that
you'll
true
face up
even
to
if you go outside and sell it to him?
Any employee of any business will not provide, shall not provide.
Shall not provide. So it doesn't say anything about providing indoors.
Correct.
Okay.
Period, anywhere, at all. And not only shall they not provide it to you, they are not allowed to allow you to remain on the premises. So they have to tell you to leave. They have to order you off the premises and threaten you with trespass to get you to leave.
Wow.
That's how bad it's
I wonder.
A true second-class person at this point.
Can they require alacrity with that?
Define that.
Well, alacrity is speed or timeliness, and so you know the question is, you know, hey, if you don't get out of here in 3 hours, I'm going to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not out of here by the time I count to, you know, 36,000
yeah.
minutes, you're out.
Uh-huh.
You know, the police will be called. But I mean, we'll give you time to finish up what you're doing, but
yeah.
the police will be called.
But that's the thing. They can't give you time to finish up what you're doing because they can't let you check out. So you cannot purchase things if you don't have a mask
true.
In Nashua. So if they are caught allowing you to purchase something, that will be a fine, and that you know the police are going to send sting operatives in.
Right, and so what you're going to need to do if you find yourself maskless is you're going to need to make a straw man purchase of, like, a soda pop or something. Send somebody else, maybe
send
give them a dollar.
Send a homeless guy in.
Yeah, send a homeless guy in, like you used to do for alcohol when you were a kid, or I used to do.
Sure, I think almost everyone's done that one once. But no, this is not okay. And this is not good. This is really scary.
No,
this is really bad.
This is not okay. So the agorist side of my head is going, okay, this is how you make money off this.
Mm-hmm.
And the libertarian side of my head is just going, oh, my God, they can't do that.
And they are doing it.
And the AMCAP side is just going, they're just a bunch of criminals. They're going to do what they want. Don't get caught.
Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I told you what it was coming to. It's so arbitrary that they would take and fine some clerk that makes $7.25 an hour, $1,000 that he can't pay, that they'll have a judgment on him to follow him the rest of his life.
Yeah, $1,000 for a teenage store clerk is like a month's worth of
pay.
Right,
it's
right.
Gonna dog him, keep his credit score down and everything else if he uses it. But let me tell you what, the Breonna Taylor case. Now, this is a situation where her boyfriend used her as a human shield so he wouldn't get shot. That's what he done.
Mm.
She knew she was in his apartment. Hey, I've been here in Indianapolis for a long time, and you guys know I'm colored, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it when the crack stuff came out and all the dope boys with the cars and stuff. They had girls like that where they would hang out, have their phone address there, that sell dope. They got pictures of them both. Dealing crack in the crack house. Now, why would you get some neighbor community to come and back up some person who was selling poison to your kids and corrupting your neighborhood and act like this is such a big thing when he was nothing but a crack dealer?
Well, just because somebody's selling crack doesn't mean that they deserve to die by the police's hands.
But what are you going to do if you're a policeman? If you're a policeman and you do a knock, they knocked on the door, right? And then you go in and somebody's shooting at you. What are you going to do? Stand there?
If I were a policeman, I wouldn't be there in the first place because I would refuse to enforce bad laws if I were a cop. And no, I wouldn't be a cop either.
Be a policeman.
Huh?
But we need that in our society.
Well,
that keeps us,
we don't need cops busting people for crack or any other drugs.
Okay, then
can I ask you something, sir?
Okay. I just did. Now ask another one.
Okay. I wanted to have his attention. do you know that there are drugs, you can get drugs in prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how, it seems like there is absolutely no way to make it impossible for people to get drugs on the street when even in a high security zone like a prison, you can't keep the drugs out. Unless you're going to lock your city down tighter than a prison.
Well, you know, when somebody gets caught dealing dope, if he gets a bullet in his head, that's his problem. Because of the fact that he wasn't what he was doing. So,
if we can keep this caller, I'd love to give him a counter suggestion.
Stay by, Larry. We will continue. If you want to hang on, we'll bring you back here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, and I did actually have a story about this Breonna Taylor situation. The police have not been charged, and people are hitting the streets in protest. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet that eats the grain. Third vet, she says it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
VINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. All you got to do, dial in toll-free with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. You can also connect to our Matrix chat server and get the instructions on how to do that over at chat.lrn.fm. You can call us that way, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian with you tonight.
And nobody.
And I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com for being longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. If you haven't taken the time yet to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general, Bitcoin.com's got you covered. Head on over there, use their Getting Started or Get Started area, and watch a 2 or 3 minute long video and get the basics on how Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash work. It's pretty interesting stuff, and it's high time that you take the time to learn. Doesn't take a whole lot. There is a learning curve to some extent to get into crypto, but it's easier now than it's ever been. You just got to spend a little bit of time and learn some of the basic concepts, and they can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not brand new and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got a news site as well. It's news.bitcoin.com. We still have Larry on the line in Indiana. Nobody, you wanted to keep Larry on to continue the discussion. He seems like he doesn't care if the cops shoot somebody to death who was selling crack cocaine.
Well, I guess the first thing I wanted to say is there's a number of issues with black markets, and the last thing we were saying, and I think you agreed with me, Larry, is that there was no way to really prevent these things from being available. You can make it more difficult, and you can maybe discourage one guy from being in the business, but you know, if a town becomes completely dry, some random junkie is going to say, well, I got to have this stuff, and I'm going to go find it. So, would you agree with me there?
I agree with all of that, but you know what? If you have some person out there that's doing black market work, and he gets his brains blown out, why should people riot and hold him up and as some hero or something, and when he gets his brains blew out, which he deserves, and have a riot and tear up people's businesses?
Well, first off, do you think that addicts in general deserve to die?
Yes, they do. They do.
Wow, that's
they
sick.
They deserve to die. You know why? Because they can make a choice. If they want to go ahead and do that, mm-hmm. if they were somewhere where they couldn't get it, they wouldn't do it. So it's impairment. It's not a mm-hmm. disease.
Well, what if somebody was... what if somebody was depressed, for like severely depressed, like suicidally really? Depressed? They had a really hard time operating. Would you say that person right. should die?
That's what they should die. Yeah, they should.
Yeah, you're
die
dealing with someone who apparently has no compassion whatsoever for people that are different in different
I'm
circumstances.
Telling the truth, yeah, because they're trying to force dope on the black
community. No. I'm saying if somebody's just depressed, if somebody's just depressed and they can't work and they're having a hard time and they're just useless, should they...
He wants, or he can commit suicide. So what?
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, so what?
That's interesting.
You can't stop somebody from killing themselves.
Okay. Well, and in general, I agree with you that people have a right to commit suicide.
You can sympathize and slobber over them if you want to, but if they're going to kill themselves, there's nothing you can do about it. If there's help available for them and they want to sit around like a zombie, and rather than facing the vicissitudes of life and moving on, let them go ahead and sit around with a belly full of dope. I'm sure some doctor will give it to them. So that's what they deserve. And
okay.
they've got something to deserve it.
Interesting.
The dope dealers, if they kill them, it's fine with me.
So if they had like a purge... would you know, if they turned the law off for a night and said, you can do whatever you want, you can rob, rape, murder, whatever you want, I mean, would you actually go after these people? Do you want
to
see them dead?
I'm not going to do anything to them. That's not my position that I'm going to do anything to it, because everybody has control over himself, or supposed to have some modicum of self-preservation built in. But when you don't have self-preservation, then if you want to commit suicide, there's nothing you can do about it or anybody else can do about it. So it's not an issue. We should concentrate on people that are working, trying to do something, trying to move our process here in America forward, and not sit around slobbering on people when they come telling the sad story, which is what you know the black community is facing that right now. On Radio One spitting out, hey, black man, you're depressed. You need to come and get a belly full of dope. And once you get the belly full of dope, and the diagnosis, you can't get a job, right? So a lot of our young men are walking around slobbering, looking stupid. Oh, he got that, take his meds. Give him $5,000 worth of meds a month. Don't give him a job for $2,500, right? That's where it's going to.
Okay. So if you wouldn't take action directly to harm somebody who is severely depressed, you know, and you know, maybe they'll snap out of it after a little while. Maybe their wife just died and they're gonna be bad off for a couple of years maybe, but they get better. That's better than them dying, wouldn't you say?
That's good for them. How's that gonna affect me? That's good for them.
Well, how do they affect you anyway?
Affect you.
I mean, how does somebody getting high on crack affect you at all?
It doesn't affect me at all, but when you see the damage, the devastation that crack has wreaked on the black community, which I have seen from its inception, you'll know why I feel the way I do.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've definitely known people who've been addicted to crack cocaine. So, and it's not just black people. There's plenty of white people that are crack addicts.
You know, I was a crackhead for 6 months, but I got better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't rejoice in the deaths of my neighbors. Huh?
Let me give you one more example of how the black community was destroyed. You know about jazz, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Black people were doing fine, but, you know, just like rap, is the drum beat to murder in our community right now. Jazz was the breakdown of our morals and everything back in the 50s and 60s.
You're really going to try to claim jazz was the...
Yeah, the dope came right along with it.
Wow. You sound like a man named Anslinger to me.
With a heroin needle stuck in his arm. And then they got a bill or something like that. It was nothing but an effort to get us off of our plantations and into society where we could be beat down and be full of dope. That's all it was. And Martin Luther King, that he was nothing but
and you're gonna
the,
blame jazz
drum
for
major for that.
You're gonna blame and you're gonna blame jazz.
Now, they know they're getting what they
no, he's blaming
from.
Martin Luther King now.
He's nothing but a jettison, nothing but a mass murdering creep. Mass murdering.
I must
creep.
Have missed where he was.
You're talking
us.
About King, sir?
He destroyed us.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
saying.
Martin Luther King.
Wow. Okay. Can you give me some support for that? Because maybe you know things I don't know.
Support. Okay. Blacks had businesses and everything even during the 30s. I read an article in Atlantic Magazine. We had our own movie theaters because we were segregated, had our own schools, and we were coming up as a race, right? We needed to be segregated at
so
that time.
So he's pro-segregation and is going to say
oh,
that.
Oh, I've heard this argument.
Yeah.
This is...
I don't want to hear it anymore. Thank you, Larry. That's okay. Enough time for Larry tonight. Thank you for the call time tonight. I definitely appreciate it. He can call another night, and he will.
Let me give you a slightly different look. This is something that somebody was explaining to me. A friend of mine is black, and he was telling me that before Brown versus Board of Education, there were black schools that were started by black teachers and black principals who wanted to. Their passion was to educate black kids and to improve their community. And I can see why they might have not wanted to give their talents to another community.
Hold
and another community
more coming up.
Accept
Free
them.
Talk Live. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president talking health care.
The last administration severely restricted consumer choice through the greatest health care lie ever told. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You remember that? 28 times that was stated by our president, but it turned out not to be true.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there will be a peaceful and smooth transition of power after November's election.
There will be a smooth transition, and I believe President Trump will have a very good inaugural, and we will reunite this nation instead of radicalize this nation.
The California Republican speaking during his weekly press conference. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 52 points. This is USA Radio News. Johnson & Johnson has a coronavirus vaccine candidate in the final stage of clinical trials. That's now the fourth company that's working on a coronavirus vaccine. Some people are claiming that there's a rush to create a vaccine, which means it won't be safe. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells NBC's Today Show he'll be in line as soon as he can for that vaccine.
I will be first in line as soon as I fit into one of the categories where it's recommended for me. I will be first in line to get a vaccine, and I'll ask my family members to do the same from an FDA gold standard authorized or approved vaccine. Absolutely.
Another 870,000 workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. That was up slightly from the previous week. The government also said that 12.6 million people are continuing to receive traditional jobless benefits, down nearly 167,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. Number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And also, I want to make sure you know about Intercoin. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. It's Ian and nobody in the studio. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. Kirby is on the line, also in Indianapolis, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Kirby.
How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's up, nobody, my guy? How you doing?
All right. Good to hear from you.
What's on your mind, Kirby?
Well, first of all, I can't even get this out. As Bugs Bunny would say, geez, what a maroon, because Larry is cracked. But he's halfway right on a couple of things.
All right.
Breonna Taylor, we'll start with her. She's sleeping in a bed with a guy, taking phone calls from the penitentiary, jail, whatever, from a dope dealer, calling about, I love you. When he's out, he shows up at her house with small packages, comes out empty-handed, or shows up empty-handed and comes out with small packages.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a stash house. I can't blame the police for thinking that. But the city gave her parents $12 million, which is a $12 million apology. We screwed the pooch. We were wrong. These folks got nothing to protest about because they did change that no-knock law.
Her did parents they?
Did, yeah, they changed.
What did they change it to?
Now it's knock and announce, which ain't much better, mm-hmm. but it's a step in the right direction. And you can't get everything you want as soon as you want it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they knock and announce, does that mean that as soon as they announce, they can bust the door down? Or do they have to wait like 30 seconds?
As soon as they bang on your door, they say police, and then hit it with a battering ram.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, like I said, it ain't much better,
yeah.
but it's a step in the right direction. Believe it or not, I got put out of a hardware store last week for not wearing a mask.
Oh, wow.
I showed the cat my medical exemption. He looks at me in the face and goes, I don't care. Get out. I'm like, cool.
Wow.
Not
all
a
right.
problem. Not a problem. But, you know, as far as jazz goes, Larry needs to stick his head in the gas oven and turn on the gas. It's just music. That's what white folks yeah. said about Elvis Presley, too.
Oh, yeah, yep. they've been saying that about the old
music
people.
Music has been destroying the next generation
forever.
For every generation yeah. since Eve.
Yep, and we're still here.
yep. Now.
Yep.
You can't really play music anymore, so that's kind of done.
Who can't?
Well, you
nobody
can't perform
can.
Music.
Like live music.
I should say you can't perform the music, at least in most cities legally. They're just it's not
can't
happening.
Have an audience.
Yeah,
yeah, because the one live music venue we had down is downtown here has shut down. They ain't got the two tables that you can eat at out front, which is what all wow. the restaurants downtown have done is put tables out front.
Outdoors.
In 30 days, it's going to be too cold to sit outside. Neither.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're already planning really lame-o ways to deal with that here in the Boston area. We're not in Massachusetts, but down in Boston, they are building what they call igloos.
Are they big igloos?
Bubbles. No, I know what you're saying there, nobody. I finally,
now you know.
You've told me that joke so many times.
I know.
But no, we're talking about actual plastic encased tables, basically, that people can then sit outdoors even when it's cold outside because they're too afraid to go inside.
Wow.
Well, all I can say is this is the unsickest pandemic I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why nobody's been asking people. It's like, well, do you know anybody who's sick?
Yeah, right. That's my activism, yeah. basically.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody who's been sick. Everybody I've seen mm-hmm. who said, oh, I know someone who's sick has been some stranger on mm-hmm. Facebook.
Yeah.
And half of them look like paid actors.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And yeah, the simplest form of activism. How many people do you know that are sick? Well, nobody. Wow. That seems strange during a pandemic, doesn't it? But I don't know any either, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it makes them think.
Yeah, and if somebody does know someone else who's sick, I'd like to know if they've died, that
yeah.
person.
Well, I found a couple people who knew a couple.
0.4%. This is what we're doing all this for.
Yeah, and that's the official numbers, which we all know are blown up. So it's probably more like 0.004 or something. To add another zero in there.
Yeah, because it's not even a rounding error.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It sure is, Kirby. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. He was talking about Breonna Taylor, where she was shot by the police. And apparently protesters have taken to the streets after a grand jury brought no charges against the Louisville police in that particular case, according to the AP. Apparently a couple cops were shot and wounded Wednesday night during the demonstrations, expressing anger over the killings of black people at the hands of police.
And the thing is, I mean, the Declaration of Independence says that that government has one job. You have one job, government, and that is to defend our liberty.
Mm.
Okay?
Fail.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And furthermore, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
I've been trying to do that for years, but they just don't care.
Well, me too. And the thing is, they don't, as long as you don't shoot back at them, they don't care, because they'll just kill you if you get too much in the way. And so the bottom line is when the community is waging war on the police, then as far as I'm concerned, the community is right and the police should stand down and go home. So I gotta say, I mean, in that situation, they can be said to be in a state of revolt, a state of revolution, and within their rights to make war on the police. But when you're making war, you have to limit collateral damage for two reasons. First reason is, if you do too much collateral damage, you're going to make a bunch of enemies and lose. And the second reason is, you don't have a right to take other people's lives, who are non-combatants.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in war. If you're going to make it a war, you have to make it a war. And that means you don't attack civilians, you don't attack people who aren't fighting.
You want to comment? You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're also telling you that mask ordinances may be going from bad to worse if what's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, is any indication, where now the city council there has voted 13-2 to strengthen their already existing mask mandate. Now, not only can they fine the individual up to $1,000 if they're caught without a mask in or around businesses in Nashua, but now the business themselves, as well as the employees, will also be subject to fines of up to $1,000 if they are caught providing services or goods to any person not complying with face covering requirements. And I presume that that is going into effect immediately. So that's bad, really bad. You know, if you thought you were already a second class person because you didn't want to wear a mask, now they are going to refuse to give you food.
It's like being a complete nobody.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to comment? Join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our new Matrix chat server where you can call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just jump over to chat.lrn.fm to get step-by-step instructions on how to connect and do that. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio here with you tonight. We've been talking about the city of Nashua, New Hampshire, the government goons there voting 13-2, the city council meeting this week to make their mask mandate probably one of the harshest in the country. At least I'm not saying this doesn't already exist elsewhere. I suspect it does. They probably got the idea from somewhere else. But it's the first I've heard of it. And that is to say that now they're going to tell business owners and employees that they are liable up to $1,000 fines if they are caught serving anyone without a mask. Now, maybe there's
and that's not just serving them alcohol. That's serving them anything.
You will not be allowed to make any purchases anywhere within the city limits of Nashua, New Hampshire, and I believe effective immediately as of two nights ago.
Wow.
So it's absolutely insane. They are truly treating people who want to simply be free of wearing these masks to make a choice for themselves. The ones who want to have the freedom to choose are now being told, you're a second-class person, you are not as good as the rest of everybody else, and effectively you will have to starve to death unless you're willing to somehow get outside of the city if you don't want to put a mask on.
Wow.
You can't buy food now anymore. You cannot buy anything at all.
And the thing that's going to happen, I'll tell you what, when somebody hits his fifth store and he can't get something to eat, somebody's going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be one of these little teeny bopper cashiers who's just trying to work a job.
Right.
And
I can tell you.
And somebody's going to get beat up or somebody's going to get killed
when I was in
throwing somebody up.
Yeah, when I was in a gas station in Concord, I was there this week to attempt to attend the federal court trial for Chris Cantwell that was going on Tuesday. And so I went to take a bathroom break at a nearby convenience store. I walked in. Went into the bathroom before they could see me. The bathroom was right next to the front door, so I was able to just kind of step in there. And then when I got out, my thought was, all right, well, I'm going to buy a bottle of water or something. Even though I had them in my truck, I wanted to buy something because I was able to use their restroom. It's just kind of something that, you know, I do if I can. And within moments of getting out of the bathroom, I was approached by a young man who was very nervous. You could tell. Yeah. You could tell by the way he was behaving that he probably hasn't had to do this very many times, which is to say, tell someone without a mask that they have to leave. And then you could definitely tell that he wasn't used to people talking back to him. Because
right.
Your typical person is probably going to have a mask on them and just reach into their pocket and put it on when they're told.
And they're going to be afraid.
Who?
They're going to think they're doing something wrong. They're going to feel like they're doing wrong. Oh, I got caught.
Yeah.
You know?
But I said, well, I've got a medical objection. And then he stumbled over his next set of words where he told me that it was the city ordinance, and clearly he was nervous about it. But, yeah, what's this kid going to do? The kid wasn't any bigger than me. Like, he was real skinny. So there's no way he's going to be able to, like, get into it with some big redneck or whatever who comes in there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, which is not you.
Right.
But, yeah.
But he was nervous when dealing with me.
I would be very tempted in that situation after he said, well, I don't care. I would probably say, well, I want you to understand that I'm absolutely no threat to you, but one of these days somebody's going to come in here who's hungry enough and angry enough to throw hands with you. So I would suggest you start carrying a firearm if you're going to continue doing this, because it is not a safe position to put somebody in.
Adam in Indiana is on the line here. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, you guys have been talking about some interesting things. The conversation sort of shifted, so I'm wondering if I should kind of go with what you guys are talking about with the mask.
You should call about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live, open phones. Okay. You can bring up anything you want. Please go right ahead.
Well, I'll just say one thing. The solution to the problem, I mean, with addiction is such a complex thing. You know, it involves genetics. And, I mean, it can happen to anybody. If you have a car wreck, you know, all of a sudden you're on opioids and you're addicted before you know it. And it can happen to anybody. I think there's a lot of wanting to point blame, but the blame is the policy that we have. The solution is complete legalization. And you look at the intersection of economics and capitalism and how things would be, you know, how innovations would come out of all of that. And you think about, you know, nicotine, for example. There's a nicotine patch. Simple things like just like that, you know what I mean? I heard you earlier, one of you earlier had said that what is anyone's business about doing cocaine? We need to have self-reliance, and we need less government telling us what to do and have more people thinking for themselves. And we need and a way to do that is legal. It's counterintuitive, of course, but it's a lot. Once you start looking at the effects of the policy, it makes a lot of sense. And as far as masks,
by the way, before you go on with those comments, I mean, there's nothing I can disagree with you on. Obviously, ending the war on drugs is the best thing we can do to help both the addicts and help clear out prison space and to focus the police only on actually going after real criminals. I mean, it's really it would be a wonderful boon to society.
And also holding the supply chain responsible, because the thing is, and I, you know, I've been a drug dealer, so I speak feelingly on this. You know, I couldn't let somebody know who my source was. So if, say, somebody had sold me something bad and I had passed it on to a customer, I would be honor bound not to reveal who my source was. Well, that's in the underground market. In the regular market, your supply chain is known. You know, you can say, this is my wholesaler, this is the distributor, this is the manufacturer. And so if somebody gets a bad product, they sue everybody involved, and somebody gets held liable for what happened to them, and they get damages. So that would be a huge improvement for them.
You are exactly right. We have lawyers. You know, lawyers get a bad name, but if you have lawyers that are suing, you know, drug makers who are killing people, then all of a sudden that drug maker has a lot of incentive to make a product correctly because they know they're going to be sued.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, so you have a comment about masks, Adam?
Yeah, about masks, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Most of these deaths are coming from nursing homes, and most people are recovering and yeah. And another thing about capitalism, we need to let the businesses decide about their own policies. And this might go a little bit, this might be sound a little tinfoil for you, but I was researching, there was a Soviet defectors in the 80s who were just talking about so phobia or a psychological subversion. And it makes me wonder, is this where the Chinese kind of took off, you know, where the Soviets ended that? Is this purposeful? I mean, there are some reports that the virus has cut sites on it, and it was engineered. It's pretty clear that the virus was done with purposeful. Now, if it was going to be if there was going to be a weapon, it would be innocuous like this. It would seem innocent. So, man, there's a lot of red flags in terms of the subtlety of all of this and what China has done to try to stop the information from that. But what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's quite possible, and there's all kinds of actors that could be playing games and all sorts of reasons. Like, one thing that occurred to me is, what if they put out this disease for which there's absolutely no benefit to wearing masks, but all the gullible people do it anyway? So then they release some other disease that would be stopped by a mask and kill off all the people who aren't gullible. So it would be a rope-a-dope. That would be one thing. But yeah, I've considered I can imagine a scenario where Russia didn't really go capitalist and was cooperating with China, and Russia was running the Republican Party and China was running the Democratic Party, and they're cooperating to turn us all into communists, which sounds absurd unless you listen to a little recording by G. Edward.
You can do it.
Griffin.
You can do it.
Oh, my God. I said it for the first time. I never remember that bro's name. But, I got to call him and set up an interview. But I talked to him. But
you did? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him on Facebook, and he gave me the email address to set up an interview.
Adam, thank you,
man. Listen to the speech, man. It's mind-blowing under today's circumstances. Just Google the name that I gave that I can't remember anymore, and 1969.
Thank you, Adam, for your call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. We got hour number two on the way here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Parents arrested because their high schoolers had a party.
Holy moly.
Mom arrested at a football game for not wearing a mask.
Good Lord.
All kinds of crazy stuff to talk about here. It's Free Talk Live.
Wake me up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.